you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Look at him. Toe so, sucker.
He has a record. This is a mugshot.
Most
toe
suckers. Whoa!
Young so toe sucker.
He's been doing this for 30 years.
No,
they got the same toe smirk.
Dude, he loves sucking
that
toes.
That nigga loves sucking toes.
And he likes being caught.
That is a face that says, and I'll do it again.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Yeah, baby boys, it's your boy Louis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, King of Things, coming at you like Cleopatra. Sorry, I was too high up in my chair. What's up, Zach?
How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, man. I'm very good. Lots of fun stuff happening in the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake's life right now. Just trying to fucking maintain, baby boys. It is a Friday show. A little bit of a pre-tape. Shout out to everyone on the Racist Live Chat. I'm also in the Racist Live Chat right now. Hello, Louis. While I'm waiting for myself to say hello to me, I'm chatting with myself. This is some fucking high level shit right now, dude.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know what? You know what? You know what, dude? I'm fucking feeling you guys, both of you guys. Have you guys ever been on the show together?
No. I was only here once. Oh, no. I think with Mike Cannon.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe. Dave Cyrus is here.
I'm here. Dave Cyrus. Thanks for having me.
Hell yeah. Derek Gaines is here.
What's going on?
What a show. What a show we got planned today.
We got a theme show. We got to work together.
Yes.
This is nice.
You guys work on...
Bupkis.
So you're in Bupkis.
I'm in Bupkis.
That's incredible. I haven't watched it yet. It actually legitimately looks fucking awesome.
Yeah, thanks. I hope you think that after you watch it.
Why? Is it what people are going to say it's bad? No.
No, we've been getting good reviews.
Yeah, I loved it. I finished it last night. It's really good.
It looks fucking great, dude. And you want to hate when people get successful like on that level... The instinct as a comedian who's not successful is I want to hate on it. I want to be like, fuck you, Pete. Fuck you, Cyrus.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck you, Derek, in fact. You know, fuck all three. Yeah. But it legitimately looks good, and Pete is just a fucking good dude who, honestly, all bullshit aside, deserves all the success that he's got.
No, absolutely.
He's a fucking killer. He's a really good dude. He's just a sweetheart of a guy, always very true to himself. You know, he may be a psychopath, but it's fucking...
It works, though. And I understand the resentment. I'm doing very well now.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't resent you at all. You're a good dude. I'm actually... What happens is sometimes in your career, I think this happens to a lot of people, you spend a long time resenting everybody that's getting shit around you,
mm-hmm.
and then at one point you go, I got enough that I can start being happy for my friends.
You should.
Yeah. And that's it.
I feel with me, especially my friends, it's fair because I failed longer than anyone they know.
Yeah.
Talk shit.
So it's I'm allowed to do well now. I was doing this in the goddamn 90s.
Yeah.
I was doing open mics with Big J.
Yeah. So you've been doing that for that long because you look so young that I think people would assume you're just a young buck.
Yeah, no, I am. I am already past the age you're not supposed to get work anymore.
Wow.
So I'm just lucky.
How old are you?
44.
You're older than me. Wow.
Yeah,
Cyrus.
I know. No one could ever imagine that.
Never thought that you were older than me. And I didn't realize you were doing stand-up for that long. You're a fucking killer writer. Dave's the guy that everybody goes to. You see, people know about Zach in the fucking roast world and everyone goes to Zach. But Dave's the guy that people just go to and they pay him a lot of money to do it and he shuts up about it. Zach does it for free and has bragging rights.
Other stuff.
So if you're going to Dave, you have to pay him a lot of money to help you write, and he's not going to brag about it because he's a fucking professional. Zach
and his other shit going on.
Yeah, and he has other shit going on. Zach, this
he has
literally...
a place to rest his hat.
honestly, though, I also recognize, the difference between me and Zach is we are both good joke writers, but I'm not a great on stage performer. That's not true.
You're good. Nah, you're good on stage.
I can perform.
He has humility.
This is
the old school way of. This is the New York mentality as well. New York comics go, I suck. Yeah, I'm not very good. It's just like we all come from that like self-deprecating.
I'm terrible too.
Fucking
no, I really do hate
except
myself
black
on
comics.
Camera.
All New York white comics think they suck.
I'm pretty bad myself, but all the white comics think I'm bad anyway. So
no, that's not true. Everyone thinks you're good. No, they hate that you fucking kill. They hate following you.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
Hey man, I'm glad they put me on last a lot.
Yeah,
no, you're a great comic. That's why they put me on first. They
get it out of the way.
Really warm them up. Get them nice and lukewarmed up.
I mean, I do voiceover auditions because I think I'm good, like, if you can hear me. But I think if you see my face, I'm, like, a little bit less funny than if you just heard me or read what I said.
No, I think you have that fucking white guy comic face that it is hard to root for.
Yeah.
That's it, you know? Like the Joe List face, like you and Joe List.
Okay, let's not get,
you know, you're better looking than Joe List, but it is a similar thing. If you guys showed up for the same audition, it would make sense.
You know what I love about Joe List? He looks really short in photos.
Yeah, but he's very tall.
And he's actually a tall man. It's confusing.
Yeah. Are you short?
Yeah.
How short are you?
5'8".
That's not short. That's on the cusp.
Yeah. I'm barely just okay.
Yeah. What is considered the average height for a man in America, Shannon? Do we know?
I think it's like 5'9" if you count all the races.
Yeah.
We don't.
Yeah. Well, I know the show. Yeah.
And in 2022, the average is 5'9".
5'9". So right there. But it's not short. I wouldn't consider you short.
Well, thank you.
I think 5'7" and under, you're starting to fucking hit that short thing.
Yeah.
Are you self-conscious about it?
I've never been short.
I can't change it. I'm self-conscious about my weight or like my face. Because I can actually do things for it. Right. But since I can't affect my height, I just don't care.
Yeah, that's not true. You could actually get leg lengthening
surgery. I've been reading a lot about it,
And it exists.
It takes about 18 months of not being able to walk.
They keep on re-breaking your legs over and over again. The process, it's like you go to a bunch of Italians behind a fucking strip club and they fucking just keep on cracking you in the legs.
Here's the thing about that. The year of not walking and rehab, that doesn't sound as bad as the fact that I feel like if you get that surgery, for the rest of your life, if you jump out of bed too fast, both your legs will snap in
just
half.
Just snap in half, yeah.
Like, brutal. That person's never going to just be able to jog.
Wait, so they break your legs and they just heal longer?
Oh, no. They snap both your thighs.
Okay.
Or your shins, too, if you need a lot more.
Yeah.
And then they put, like, metal discs. They slip a metal disc inside your femur.
Okay.
And then every, like, week... they turn a screw just slightly.
Yeah, it's like braces for your legs.
Wow. And then it pulls the leg further and further apart. And then in like a year, you can be 2 or 3 inches taller.
Yeah. Thank God I'm 6'3".
Yeah. But I mean, I would just fucking, like, I think there's something so faggy about caring that much, like that no girl's going to want to fuck you even if you're 3 inches taller. Especially like it's almost like you're at a height where it's weird. It's a weird height because you almost, if you're really short, you're thinking about this. If you're like a dude and you're 5'3", that goddamn, that's
I get
just,
it. Yeah.
That's you're, but then you're really only getting to 5'6". You're still a little short dink.
Ooh, short.
Here's the thing though.
Like, what is it? Well, why go through all that? So you're at a place where the surgery for you, 3 inches, would turn you into a fucking 5'11".
I'd be like your size.
I'm 6'1". I have bad posture. Thank you.
I hunch
a little bit. Yeah, dude. Yeah. You would be a 5'11". With your stature, you'd look like fucking Clark Kent. You'd be like Superman, dude.
Yeah, because I'm at least kind of like wide. I'm not like a small guy, so I think I could pull it off. But the thing is also, in that year, you can't even walk. You're going to look like dog shit after a year.
Yeah.
Like, you're probably never going to recover enough to look like you're just going to be trading off height for weight.
Women don't give a... I mean, look, women do care. Shannon is a heightist. She's straight up said she won't fuck with a man under a certain height.
Wow.
What height?
So
don't stutter. Look at him right in the face and say the number, Shannon. Look him right in the eyes and say it.
And remember, this man's an executive producer. You should see how tall he is when he stands on his wallet.
It's actually 5'8".
Pretend it's Tinder. You've already put what your minimum is, so I know to swipe left anyway, not waste a like on you.
So I will say that when I am swiping on dating apps, if it says 5'8", I won't automatically swipe left. I'll like see what the other things are.
Do guys usually put their height in their profile?
Yes, they lie.
Yeah, I think you have to.
You have to put your height.
Yeah. Which I agree with. Like, you don't want to blindside somebody.
Yeah. Well, you show up be a 500-pound black guy.
Yeah. I feel like at the very least, a woman deserves to know what she's, you know, showing up for.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I knew a girl who went on a date with a guy who was shorter than me and just said he was 6'2", just to get the girl on the date. And then when they were on the date, she went to the bathroom and he followed her to the bathroom to make sure she didn't leave.
Right.
Because that's what you're supposed to do when someone adds 8 inches to their height.
And followed her to the bathroom is hilarious. I've had chicks, this will happen very often, right? It's just a telltale sign. If you just see a chick is using a filter, like you're like, there's something, whatever she's trying to hide, like very often she'll look like she's like underwater. This is an ugly bitch, dude.
Yeah.
If the chick looks like she's like underwater and there's like sparkles coming off her earrings and her eyeballs, you're like, all right.
The filter's covering the truth.
There's some real crazy shit. But now there's other shit. There's this shit called FaceApp, and the bitches don't want you to know about this. Okay. But
that's the thing with the young filter, the old filter.
It's more than just a filter. I don't exactly look up FaceApp, Shannon. I'm sure Shannon uses it on her fucking photos, fucking you old bitch. This is what they all do.
I have no apps on my phone for that.
No, you don't do any filters.
No, because there's no point. I'm not trying to like date from my Instagram.
This is your problem, Shannon.
Good for you.
Everyone tries to date from Instagram. I met my girlfriend on Instagram. That's it. That's like the newest
dating app. It just keeps happening.
Yeah, that's it. Somebody follows you, it's a cute chick, you follow them back. This is what happened with me and my chick, right? She hot chick. I was like, oh, cool, I'll follow her back. Hell yeah. And then one day she puts a hard eyes on some fucking picture or something, and you're like, oh, it's on, baby.
And a DM here and a DM there.
There you go.
What I find
actually, our first date was, this coming out Friday. Yesterday was we're celebrating our 1 year anniversary, technically. It's just from the first time we went out. It was May 11th. We went out and had sushi, and it all came from that. I lied to her. I was like, yeah, I'm going to be in LA on this date. I was like,
and I'm single.
No, I'm single. Piece of shit. Timelines match up, don't you worry.
That nigga Lewis.
That's my new sitcom.
That's his Instagram handle.
Hey, make sure you let me say it.
Yeah, no, you got to come out and do the intro.
Yeah, I'll do it.
It's a cartoon. It flies.
But that's,
can fly now?
That was the way that I fucking legitimately, a few chicks that I dated have come about that way. And it feels less perverse and less desperate than going on a Tinder or a Bumble, or which that's sort of like the purpose of it. At the very least, like it's like going to a bar, right? You go to a bar, you're getting a drink with friends. A peripheral benefit of that could be getting some pussy, right? So that's what Instagram is. You show up at Instagram to promote your shit, to talk to your friends, to connect with fans. If you get some fucking pussy, boom, look at that. That's great. It doesn't feel as contrived.
Yeah, the deficit between my attractiveness in a bar and where you can actually see what my credits are is enough that there's really no point in me bothering in
person. So that's why you do. But isn't that fucking weird?
I don't want it to be true. It's just reality.
I wish, because look, I've tried to date on Tinder, right? And I've talked about it 100 times. I only get gigantic, fat Dominican black chicks.
Hilarious.
Swipe on me. There's no, like, there's no hot chicks. Ever.
You want to
just Tinder in LA? Just Tinder in LA.
Doggy,
it's a fucking.
I know what I am. I know what I present as to, like, my face, whatever it presents to people. Like, I know I'm more attractive than a flat 2D image of me when you just look at me. I get there's something, it's not good.
I mean, it's good you're not on Tinder now, because I feel like everyone you match with is just going to report you for killing 5 people in Texas. I mean, you've been dealing with that a lot, right? How much you look like that guy?
No, I have. You know what's funny?
You look much like that
I was
guy.
On the road when it happened. So when I'm on the road, I don't pay attention to news at all. So I know there was a shooting. I think it happened. You know what? That's a great point. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to guess the news.
It's time for another edition of.
I didn't mean to do that sound, but that was fucking great.
More information. I shouldn't have read just this headline. From the headlines that I've read, this man is innocent. He is the victim.
Man, these guys don't know shit.
Oh, yummy.
So, there was a mass shooting in Allentown, Texas.
I saw. I think it was just Allen, Texas. But
don't be like that.
Oh shit!
Town.
No, that's not even the one. That's not even the
that's
guy.
That's not
that looks
the guy.
Like the guy, the previous one, the one in I think it was Cleveland, Texas, is the guy who looks
Cleveland. Texas.
The guy who I'm talking about the guy who was asked to be quiet and then was on the run.
I don't
this
know.
Is the guy who just did it. I'm talking about the guy who was asked to be quiet because there were people sleeping next door, and then he went to the next door. And
oh,
killed
this guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, he does
Jesus
look like
Christ,
me.
Dude.
Damn. It's at least a cousin.
Yeah. I mean,
damn, bro.
He doesn't look like, that's an older picture. He looks worse now and less like you, but God, I wish he looked exactly like you in the perp walk.
Yeah, this is a, it is a little bit of a look, this aesthetic. A lot of people look like me at this point.
I mean, at the very least, this could get you to shave the mustache.
Maybe. No, when I shave the mustache, I look like a fucking Ninja Turtle.
I remember mustacheless Lewis.
No, it's not good. Yeah, pretty it's brutal. Also when I'm like, as I'm getting older,
pretty yeah, brutal. Yeah.
As that's I'm young getting Lewis older, right there. Well, are they making the Ninja Turtles black? What is that, Zach? What did I see? Your buddy posted something about the Ninja Turtles being black.
Yeah, something.
April O'Neil's black in a new one coming up.
Yeah, so there's a new kids one where April O'Neil is black, but in the comics, I think they use the hologram to become people, like as a disguise, and they were black teenagers.
Wow.
But I think
they disguise themselves as black teenagers. That seems like it's going to backfire.
They'll get to use their karate on the police.
I always assumed, like I always thought that because it's an urban story, like
no,
I don't know.
No,
the Ninja Turtles.
They were turtles, you dickhead. They were little baby turtles, and they fucking ran around in ooze, and then they became big turtles, and a fucking rat fucking taught them karate.
Black people love karate.
Stop it.
Black people love karate.
Stop it. They're not
before
black.
Before hip hop, it was karate.
Santa's not
black.
Black
people love karate.
The Ninja Turtles aren't black. Can we
everybody
just leave
was kung fu fighting.
Can we leave this alone?
Shaolin
and they get
Fantastic.
To keep the sign the same. They just got to take out the second N and the J.
Oh, you wow. Fucking ass. That's good. I don't know why I do this podcast all the time.
It really is. It's not good for anybody.
Why do y'all call me to do this? Y'all just trying to like.
He loves turtles. You know,
I'm a Ninja Turtles fan.
You know, that's
too.
Funny. Up until
that's
like
the
a
fucking crazy
you guys
part.
Have the,
yeah.
I'm in the Ninja amusement Turtles park fan. Episode, up until like a week before we shot it, there was a scene that we cut where Derek was going to be in full Ninja Turtle costume. It was actually originally because before it was replaced, I was replaced with Shane for that episode. We don't have to talk about why, but it was going to be I was going to be dressed as Hellboy. Krills was going to be dirty John Wayne Gacy clown, and Derek as a Ninja Turtle. Because I just said, Derek, what do you want to be dressed up as?
And I said it. I was like, yo, man,
who's your favorite Ninja Turtle?
I like all of them, but if I had to pick, Michelangelo.
Everyone's favorite is Michelangelo.
Well, because you know what it is? Because you're holding on to your childhood.
Well, actually, no. I love
as an adult,
more like Raph. My patience is thin. I don't like nobody.
The movie Raphael, not the cartoon Raphael. Because the cartoon Raphael was just Chandler.
He was rude.
They started changing him in the older, as the cartoons progressed, they made him more like the first movie, they were like, all right, Raphael's a dick. That's a decision we're making. And we didn't know why. He cursed. It was the only one. He was like, he said some shit. And I was seven. I was like, oh no. He said like hell.
No,
or,
but
like,
no, it's not even that. His sarcasm was better than everybody else's. Remember when they came back and he opened the door and Danny's bitch ass was in the closet. He said, don't shoot. And he had a sign in his hand. He was like, I don't think it's loaded, kid. Like that whole fuck you.
Yeah.
Like well, it was like, yeah, was I'm like, more like
Michelangelo
that.
Michelangelo was like,
but he's happy go lucky.
Well, look, everyone wanted nunchucks. It all started off with like we picked the favorite weapon. Nobody wants a fucking a broomstick.
Yeah. Okay. All you do when you're playing the game because then you have the range.
Yeah, it's true.
In the game, it's fucking dope. And also, look, at home, we all got Donatello staff. We just fucking undo it from the fucking mop or from the broom. There you go. Okay, nunchucks. You know what was the coolest of all of them?
Well, in the cartoon, Donatello's the only one who could actually fight anyone because he's the only one who had like a non-lethal weapon.
Yeah.
So like Leonardo never actually fought anyone.
Yeah,
never.
He just fucking brandish it. Yeah.
Well, they weren't allowed to use their weapons in the movies.
In the second one.
Right.
Because the Moms of America came up against it and was like, no, the first one was too violent.
But there's a thing.
But they got around that because weren't the foot soldiers robots?
No, they were like, I guess maybe at some point, but originally they were just losers.
Yeah.
They were just disenfranchised idiots who got taken advantage of by a cult leader.
Well, it was a parody of Daredevil.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah,
it was
a parody. Ninja Turtles a parody
hand,
of Daredevil.
Foot.
Yeah.
The hand.
But then they also say that, Splinter gave them their weapons to.
Based on
their personality types.
That doesn't make any
sense. Oh, no. Oh,
yeah, that kind of makes sense.
Raphael has the size because they're deadly, and he's got anger issues, so he's got to learn to control his anger.
And he sighs a lot.
Michelangelo has the nunchucks because they're the most complicated to use, and he's easily distractible, so he's got to learn to control his ADD.
Donatello's
the smartest one, so he has the most rudimentary weapon, and Leonardo's the leader, which is why he's the only one with something lethal, because he's got to make the decisions.
Wow. Aren't size technically lethal?
Yeah, they're more of a defensive weapon, I think, but technically.
Well, they were, I mean, I remember the ones you would buy at, like, the local martial arts store. They were, like, blunted at the ends. And is that a style of Sai that is blunted, where, like, they would use it as...
As a training thing, but right. I think the Sai... Yeah, Sais are, like, for fighting someone with a sword.
Yeah.
Like, for tying it up and, like, stopping it.
That's what them hooks is for. You got to get it caught so you don't get...
But when I was a kid, Raphael was just the guy they gave the jokes to. He had no personality in the original cartoon. He was just Chandler. He just said bad jokes.
Yeah.
While Michelangelo was funnier because he was character comedy.
Yeah.
He was in character. Raphael, they would just
I like this breakdown. Just
hand this guy the bullshit we don't want to, we don't have anyone to give to.
I think the funniest decision in Ninja Turtles was because in the comic they all had red bandanas.
Which is insane.
And then somebody went, you know, we'll sell four times as many toys if we just change the color of the fucking head thing.
Yeah, toys was sort of what blew them up, right? They became toys before the cartoon.
The toys forced them to make a cartoon.
Yeah, yeah, which is pretty fucking cool. Also, the whole history is pretty cool.
In the old comics, for a while it was... Three of them were just wearing a red bandana, and Raphael was just in blackface. Did you know that? Raphael was head to toe just black, right? While the rest were just the way you see them. And
yeah,
things flew back then.
I never really liked Leonardo that much. He was a little too righteous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know,
he was a leader.
Well, you don't like authority. That's why all this is happening right now.
I don't like Donatello. He's too much of a dork. It's like, beat it with that nerd shit.
Okay.
Raphael was a dick, so I kind of appreciated that. But yeah, as a kid, Michelangelo was the best. He was a party dude. Everyone liked pizza, but Michelangelo was like, he was always the one being like, dude, we got to get some pizza right now. And he was very serious about it.
Well,
did they all skateboard or just Michelangelo skateboarded?
Mike was that guy. Yeah. But they all could.
Surfers were just really cool back then. That was, they, you know, and that was Michelangelo. He was like the beach bum personality. It was like 89 or whatever, like it first came out.
Yeah, he was the Spicoli.
Yeah, exactly. It's like how like every generation has like, they just pick up what's cool for some reason. Like in the early 70s, somehow it was like Jews.
Yeah.
Like late 70s, it became Italians.
It was never Jews.
No. There was a cool. Weird time when like Elliot Gould was the hottest guy in the world.
Wow.
In like 74. Yeah. And then all the white guys had perms to have Jufros. It was a weird... I'm not defending it. I'm
Woody
just
Allen was a sex symbol.
Yeah. Something was wrong with all of us.
Wow.
Hmm.
See that? I learned so much.
Multiple movies about how he could get hot pussy.
Have the Ninja Turtles fallen off? Like, they have, right? I feel like newer generations don't really give a fuck about them. I don't think their movies do well.
Kids love it. Yeah.
It's like shocking
so
how
many
much...
different cartoon franchises.
Yeah.
It's wild. Like,
I feel like half the people that enjoy the Ninja Turtles franchises are just sort of like our age. And it's like, you know.
I think James is a weird James age doesn't where care. He was, James is in between like the reboots. I think they didn't hit whatever James's demographic is.
Yeah,
but a little older and a little younger than him both had their own cartoons.
Yeah. Never really connected. And then also you try to watch the old movies with him and the old movies do not
the old
hold
Ninja
up.
Turtle movies with Casey
Jones.
Well,
the first one holds up for me. But that's me because I'm almost 40 years old.
It's a big rubber fucking costume. It's really bad. It's the quality of costume if you go to like a shitty theme park now, and that's what comes out.
Oh, the fact that their mouths were moving in like whatever it was, like 80 or like 1990, was like amazing.
Yeah,
that they could puppeteer the mouths at all.
It is so funny, and they do the screenshots where you can see the guy inside.
Yep.
In the movie, you can see his eyes and face.
Yeah, that is,
and it's terrifying looking.
Yeah. 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 All right. So fuck it. New Ninja Turtles. I guess in the cartoon they're black. So if they're the human versions of themselves are black,
they're four teenagers who call each other and color coordinate their outfits. Yeah, they're black.
Yeah.
Though.
Yeah.
Nah, come on. If you said cowabunga in the hood, it ain't flying.
I don't know, man.
It ain't flying.
I mean, when's the last time you was at the hood to say cowabunga, Lewis?
I just moved out of Harlem.
Okay.
I just moved out of Harlem to the suburbs.
You say cowabunga?
Seems unfair.
No, I knew better.
Some of them are really short. Why does Michelangelo have to be like half the size?
But Raph is crazy. Yeah, I mean, that's dope. I'll read that.
Yeah.
It does look like when Always Sunny turned black.
You remember that? That was a good episode.
Yeah, exactly.
That was
just
a very funny
that,
episode.
You know, the last time I read a Ninja Turtle comic, Bebop and Rocksteady beat Donatello with sledgehammers until he broke his shell open.
Yeah, they killed him with a sledgehammer.
Oh, he didn't die, though, right?
I thought he turned into a robot.
Yeah, he got like paralyzed or something.
What did I watch on Instagram or something? I watched a little Asian kid eating a turtle.
Okay.
Like this little Asian kid fucking peels like the shell back and like
Where the fuck did I watch it? Was it somebody reacting to it? It was like a black guy reacting to it. And the black guy was losing his mind because it was a little Asian kid just fucking peeling back the shell and they just fucking chopped it up.
Was it even dead?
It was pretty fucking funny. I want to know if it's a comic that I know because
there's a video where an Asian dude is preparing a snapping turtle,
and it looks like he's giving him a bath.
Yeah. That's the video. So it's a. I think it might be a comic that we know. It might be a black comic that we know because it's really funny. Maybe I don't know. But then at the end of it, he starts talking about how good it looks. He's like, "All right, that looks pretty good, actually."
The soup did look good.
Who the fuck? Yeah, it was like a fucking turtle soup.
It wasn't Che, was it?
No. It was somebody we know. I think. Damn, I really wish
Che fucking... Dorena. Big afro.
No.
He does all those videos.
No.
Not black, but Figs did it on Fig Talk recently.
Gross.
Maybe it was Fig Talk. That's what I'm thinking of.
Is it?
I'm thinking of Figs and Fig Talk.
Ah, noted black comedian Mike Figs.
I think he was doing a black impression or a character.
I don't think he realizes he's doing it.
It was pretty racist what he was doing, the more that I think about it now. That's what made me laugh. Figs made me laugh, and then I referenced it. Outside of it, you know what? Take all that out. I don't want people to know that Figs makes me laugh outside of me controlling him. Okay? Thank you.
I just don't like it when the thing's alive.
Oh, yeah, here it is.
They eat
this
it.
Is Fig from Figs'
this
thing,
is from
though.
Fig Talk.
Little Asian boy is cleaning the turtle, man. This is so
this
wonderful.
Make me laugh.
You know, I fuck with the turtles. We about to. Wait. Hold on. What are you doing, kid? Oh, he's giving him like a new skin, like a skin. Oh, Jesus Christ! Jesus Christ!
Oh, that thing dead.
No! No, you sick mountain Asians! No! What are you doing? No, not in the wok! No! You killed... Oh, those do look like nice seasonings. Why are you doing that, kid?
He said they do
not
look like nice.
Not balsamic glaze, you sick fucks!
I mean, you know, it seems like he's doing a good job. He's preparing it nice. He's...
That did look good. The peppers,
and the spices and everything when they get
and
it all
you
done.
Cook it up.
It's just meat, right?
I mean, they're not smarter than pigs. Who cares?
Yeah. What is the what? Like, really? What is like? Why is it that much grosser?
It's just because we aren't used to it.
Yeah.
Any animal you're not used to eating
turtle.
Because I ate alligator.
How was that?
It was good.
Alligator's good.
Fried alligator. It's the same shit. It's just a different. It's different
greasy.
Shaped turtle. That's all it is. Yeah. It's hard
I've seen these gator
areas,
burgers
dude.
And all this shit.
The only animal that we eat that I think is like morally wrong is octopuses.
Really?
So I dated a girl who she was so against eating octopus.
They're fucking geniuses.
Yeah.
They're like as smart as crows. It's wrong.
Yeah. I'll eat a crow.
Crows are... God. Crows are... Well,
I'm sorry. That was racist.
You can't eat crow.
Is it?
I think because they like parasites.
I think of the crows from that old Disney
Dumbo.
Dumbo.
Oh yeah,
they were very black.
How did we get there? I don't know, but yeah. Okay. Yeah, they were singing and carrying the fuck on. Yeah,
when the new
Dumbo came out, I was like, I wonder if they're gonna have black people sing the crows parts. Like when the new Dumbo came out, the one, the live action, whatever fuck, I was like, I wonder if they're gonna have them crows.
That was progressive though. They were trying to get black people involved. Yeah. They were like, look,
it was progressive when they did it to them because they were like, well, it's so long ago, we didn't know how wrong this is. Then they did it again in Lion King. You're like, okay, now it's like the 90s. You know better.
It was racist, but for what it's worth, they did have some good snaps.
I mean,
they were fucking.
Yo, Sebastian had a big old Jamaican bottom lip, doggy. They didn't give a fuck. And in the new Little Mermaid, he's got a Jamaican accent, but he's got no lips.
I would guess at least now he's played by a black person, thank God.
Maybe. Who played him originally?
I don't know.
I think it was a black person, right?
It was a black guy singing in parts.
Well, that's nice.
But his lips were so big.
It was racist.
I ain't never seen a crab with lips that no got lips. That big. I'm like, come on, man.
Dude, his lips were wild.
I was like, why is he... Why?
I mean, look, they were nice lips. Like, they were nice lips. All right?
They were full lips.
They were full.
Nothing wrong with
kissable.
I won't go kiss a crab, but I'm just saying the crab had black people lips.
Wasn't Whoopi Goldberg one of the racist
there you go.
Black
there's
hyenas?
They look,
yeah,
he
the hyenas
like,
are Whoopi Goldberg, Cheech, and then I think it was supposed to be Chong, and then they replaced him with like a guy who just makes nonsense noises.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Well, I'm sorry, I got fucking distracted there for a second. Shannon, what was I just talking about? Fuck. All right, let's take a quick moment and thank one of our incredible sponsors, which is Choq.com. That is Choq.com. They are all natural supplements. They're absolutely the best in the business. They have a ton of products at Choq.com, but I really want to talk about their all-new natural testosterone booster that is taking the sports and nutrition world by storm. I personally just started using this, and I'm telling you right now, the benefits are absolutely incredible. If you're getting older and you guys are worried about your testosterone levels, you want to boost them naturally, and the supplement industry is filled with weak, trashy, and dirty supplements. Not Choq.com. They have the best supplements on the planet. There's no label fluffing or underdosing. All ingredients are measured to exact clinical research. If you guys are having any issues with your testosterone, you want to get it boosted, it helps with sexual vitality. It helps with just overall energy levels in the gym, recovery. These are the things that you need. If you're my age, I'm going to tell you right now, it will change your fucking game. Choq.com is a website. That's Choq.com. And when you check out, use the promo code REAL. You're going to save 35% off your entire order. That's an unheard of deal. It's beach season right now. Right now, go to Choq.com and use that promo code REAL for 35% off. All right, where were we?
Kids, turtles, eating turtles.
Eating turtles, right, eating alligator. Got it, there we are. We're back on track. All right, yeah, I'll eat a turtle. Give me the opportunity. Turtle soup, that's on a menu, right?
Pretty sure I have. I mean,
you've had turtle.
Turtle soup.
I've had frog legs.
Yeah.
I've had frog legs.
Yeah, I've had I get those at Coney Island.
Really?
They have. My grandmother would get frog legs at Coney Island. I would get four. They deep fried. They look exactly like chicken wings.
Yeah, and they taste kind of like chicken to a greasy kind of rabbit. I've eaten rabbit. Yeah, delicious.
No meat on them, but they're rabbits all right.
What's the most fucked up animal you've eaten?
Just a dirty pork chop, maybe. Just dirty a pork chop that wasn't good. Yeah, but now I don't really go that far, guys.
I won't fuck with a real...
I'll go get a gator burger where they serve them. Or if I got to go to New Orleans or some shit like that. Yeah, I'll get one.
Kangaroo's good.
Kangaroo. See, just all
that's
these black up. Market meats.
Kangaroo little
that's
ago.
Fucked up, man.
It's like steak. It's great. It's literally like steak.
Is that even legal anywhere? Where can you eat a kangaroo?
Well, I had it in Australia when I was in Australia a few months ago for a little bit. And it was good. You know, Australia was fucked up just because, like, they do not care how easily you can get eaten by crocodiles there.
Okay.
We played golf and there was like a 9-foot croc just right there. And like at one point someone working there was like, hey, watch out for that. And it was like, it's just right there.
I would have no fear of it. Crocodiles?
Well, they look slow, but they're not.
I know. Apparently they can get to like 20 miles an hour, right? Or some
and
shit
apparently
like that.
There's ones that gallop. You seen that shit? There's crocs that can gallop. I don't like that at all. That is a nightmare. That's
I just feel like
fucking
you just got to move your feet kind of quick. Like, it's not going to get you.
It's okay. Going to get you.
And unless I'm in a river where he could roll me around and drown me, I mean, I feel like I could. You see people grab their mouths.
Galloping.
Well, they're not hunting you. They're just waiting for you to stumble on them and it's too late. They just sit there. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, nigga. They gallop. Huh? You going to do that, rattlesnake? Huh?
Yeah,
you going up against a galloping fucking whatever.
But you're right.
Is?
I think they're not hunting you for food. They're just like defending the territory or they feel like you're going to attack them. So like they're not really motivated to get you,
but
right?
Bro, if you catch one of your MMA legs and rolls your, you know, bald ass around, you can't fight to say.
I saw this Indonesian zoo.
And I mean this, okay? And this they say this with certain, I don't know, like they say punch a shark in the nose.
Yeah.
That's not working. Have you ever tried? I'll give you a fucking full fledged punch to my nose underwater. It's slow motion. You're not really getting any fucking power, doggy. What do you want me to say? Any one of you. Go in the tank. I'll let you give me the hardest shot right to my face. Okay, not a big deal. Punching a shark in the nose is not going to do anything, okay? But any animal.
I don't think a gator would work, but a shark might. Because
punching
it
in the nose.
Well, they're sensitive, but the thing is, the shark doesn't know you can fight back. They think that like you're helpless. So if you fight back a little bit, they're like, I don't want to bother with this.
Right. It's like a bully.
Yeah,
it's
I'm just saying.
It's like an internet troll.
Yeah, I'd be fine with a shark.
No, what do you do is with any animal in the world, whether it's a fucking alligator, a shark, a bear, a fucking kangaroo, it doesn't matter what's attacking you, okay? Thumbs... in the eyeballs.
I was so sure you were going to say suck its dick. I was so
in
sure you were teeing up.
No, dude.
Fallacious.
They all have dicks.
Thumbs directly in its eyeballs. You jab its... You've blinded. It's over. I don't care how motivated it is. It's fucking a blind... Now you toy with it.
Now,
who did you fuck with?
While I respect
who did
your
you
strategy.
Fuck with? No, it's a perfect strategy.
While I respect
don't tell
your
me,
strategy.
Dude. Thumbs in the eyes.
Let's just go kangaroo on this one.
Kangaroo.
In the time that you have taken to do that, it is now balancing on its tail and has both feet
eviscerating you.
Yes, no, no, your stomach guts, and your stomach guts and intestines are hanging out of your stomach, but he's got no eyes.
Have you ever watched old like kangaroo boxing?
I love it.
You can't knock them out because of the tail. And so like these, because they have little heads.
Yeah.
So dudes are just knocking them out on the first shot, but they're tripods because of the tail. So they're just out on their feet, and you're never gonna knock them down. And then if they go back on the tail and kick, they can gut you.
Yeah, what they do is they fucking like grab you, like almost like Muay Thai clinch and back on their tail, and then their feet just dig into your stomach.
It's like a fair fight with a kangaroo if they can't use their feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just boxing.
Yeah.
But there's some of them are fucking jacked. But all right, fine. Forget. Fine, Zach. The one animal you. Fine. Fine. Take the kangaroo out of the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
A bear.
You ain't getting to the bear's head.
You're not getting to before he chews half your body off.
You go, yeah, right there.
Y'all both. So he blind and you dead.
You're dead. You have no head.
So his cubs are just going to come eat your ass up.
Dougie, we talked about the other day. No. I watched a Revenant for the first time last week.
There's no way he should have survived it.
Dougie, that shit was fucking...
The crazy thing about that is that they actually toned it down, the real story with the Revenant.
Really?
Because he gets his whole back ripped up by the... by the bear. In the real story, I think they didn't do this because it was so fucked up. So after he goes, he lies on a tree stump and lets the maggots eat away the dying flesh. And then he had some other American Indians sew a bear skin onto his back.
Wow.
As a new skin to keep it from getting infected.
Wow.
And they didn't even include that because it was probably too weird and too hard to believe.
It's too weird and also probably didn't work at all.
The Native American healed him. He said he was rotten. He slept in that horse and all that shit. Yeah, so I don't know. We could have took that. Because the way Leo was going, I was like, anything could happen in this shit.
That shit was fine. It's a genuine fear of mine in the world is to be murdered by a bear. It's the animal that gets me, dude. Like, for whatever reason, dude, I just imagine being in the woods and a giant fucking brown bear comes over and it's like,
and you see the video.
As soon as you see the bear cubs, it's too late, they say.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, bear cubs. I mean, just the moment of like, a bear just charging you, and it's like, you're like, oh, dude, I'm going to be eaten alive. That's the worst way.
When you see the cubs,
see, too late. I would much rather a brown bear or any bear than a chimp.
Because
chimps don't just kill. A bear will kill you. You'll be dead within a few minutes, thank God. A chimp will just rip off your testicles and hands and eat your face and always make sure you live.
Yeah.
Just as a complete.
Wow. Well, that's because they're afraid you're going to.
Hands.
No, it's jaw. Because they're afraid you're going to bite them, then hands, then genitals, because they're afraid you're going to rape them.
Wow.
Yeah.
But they go jaw, hands, dick.
That they're worried you're still going to rape them after they've taken off your face and hands.
Yeah.
Okay, ready?
No one's that horny.
You got to have one thing ripped off by a chimp. Right now, we have a fucking live chimp. It's fucking ready to tear something off. Your jaw, your hands, or your genitals.
Left hand. Left hand.
His hands. He said not even a difference.
Yeah, hand or foot. I say foot.
No,
I need my nuts.
Foot's not an option, dude.
I need my face.
Your hands, your writer, is going to be a problem. Your jaw, your comedian, or your fucking genitals.
I'm voice
your dick and balls, or just your dick? Or just your
dick
balls?
Dick and balls, right?
Dick and balls.
They take it off. Oh, they're not going to
They're just getting one
piece. I'm wearing sheath underwear, so they're separated.
Hold his dick up to pull his balls. Chimps ain't doing that. They're going to rip all that shit off. It's crazy.
How do they even know how much they love the tastes of faces?
I don't know. I don't know, man. Remember the chick that got her face ripped off?
Yes.
Yeah. And they called 911?
That 911 call, honestly, people should study that for acting.
Yeah.
Because I feel like when you watch that, you're like, this is the difference between how a real person reacts in the situation to every horror movie.
Yeah.
And I was literally watching that. If I'm ever
in something.
She was
like, chill, wasn't she?
No, it was the opposite. She couldn't catch her breath. And I thought, I actually literally watched that, like, this is how you act if you're pretending to be like that. Scary
because
situation.
She couldn't do shit. The nigga was ripping the face off as she was making a fart. I was like, that's nuts. And it took two cops to put it down.
And people think she was fucking that chimp.
Yeah, we all thought that.
See?
It's another chimp in the
background. You hear that? Don't you feel like you're learning something just about human nature?
The chimp killed my friend.
What's the problem with your friend?
Oh.
Idiot.
With your friend.
Oh, God. He doesn't buy it.
Hurry up.
The guy.
Please hurry up. He's killing my girlfriend.
What is the problem?
Oh, my God.
What is the worst?
That's chilling.
It's so horrible.
Oh, your chimpanzee is killing your friend.
He ripped her apart. Hurry up. With a gun. Hurry up, please.
There's someone on the way.
With guns.
What's the monkey doing? Tell me what the monkey's doing.
It's not a monkey. It's a chimpanzee.
There's a clear difference.
From the great ape family.
Man. Yeah, and they like all muscle, ain't they?
Yeah,
they
Yeah, they're all. I met them when I went down to the Tiger Zoo.
You went to Doc Annals.
I went to Doc Annals Tiger Zoo. That shit was fire.
Oh, the guy from Tiger King.
That shit was fire, dude. I don't care how.
Oh, the guy with the tiger cult and the nigga to be on the top of that fucking
it was all
elephant.
Chicks. It was all hot chicks that would work there, dude. They were all wearing like short shorts and you know they're all sucking and fucking him, dude.
Oh, yeah.
And
a bunch of baby animals that somehow never grow up.
Yeah, they never do.
Every year, they're the same age. Isn't that weird?
If you could invent a drug that would stop any animal from growing at like toddler stage, you would be a billionaire.
Yeah, they're so cute, dude. They were. It was the whole experience was cool because it wasn't
like hospital tigers.
The tigers were the selling point, especially from Tiger King.
They had the mixed joints too. The tiger lion,
ligers,
dude. It was fucking crazy. Ligon. They went over everything. Yeah. It was so cool. It was like a 3-hour tour. And you got to meet little baby tigers. That was like the selling point. But then the other shit, like they brought in hyenas and they brought in fucking like hunting birds and they like fucking had them like kill fucking mice right in front of you. It was like really like cool shit. Like the ligers, full size tigers, and then the chimps were probably the coolest of everything. We met the baby chimps at first and they would fucking like hang on you. And then there was other monkeys too. The one monkey was like just looking at me. And then I would look at it and then the lady was like, "No, don't look at him. He's having an issue with you right now." And I was like, "What?" And he's just sucking like this.
Nah, bro.
I was like, "What?"
I stay away from all that shit.
That monkey definitely had a friend that was like, "Don't look at him. He's having an issue with you right now."
They're so much stronger than us because it's because we evolved to be able to use our fingers and like really intricate things like to build stuff, but that made our muscles softer.
Yeah.
So like chimps, they couldn't like type something, they couldn't sew something. They don't have that kind of fine like motor function, but that's the difference. We got a lot weaker in our muscles to be able to do that. And they think that's actually why we stopped fucking other primates. Because humans were fucking primates for like a million years after we separated from them. That's why we have genital lice. That's where crabs come from.
Nice. Wow.
Because otherwise you wouldn't have two different species of lice on one human body, one for the head, one for the genitals. And the only reason we stopped fucking the chimps is because they got too strong for us.
Right.
You need your own like sci-fi show, man. I was sitting listening like, God damn. Yeah, this nigga, he's just full of information.
No, it's like a full million and a half years between when we stopped being like the same species as the chimp until we stopped fucking them. That tracks.
They brought in these.
It was like a million year version of that Jennifer Lopez movie where she learns to fight back.
The chimps, the full size ones that they brought in were so fucking just like powerful. There was no other way to like look at it. Like,
and those still aren't old because you gotta. They're old
teenagers. They were like teenagers.
Once they're adults, you gotta.
Like the guy was coming. He's like, "Yeah, we're gonna invite some chimps in here." And it was like it's part of the show. Like we're sitting in this like circular thing, and then you see like just a fucking chimp arm come over the thing, and you're like, "What the fuck?" It's so like whatever it is, dude. It almost seems fake. Because and also if you watch like the new Planet of the Apes series with what's his name, fucking you know, the new one that they
War for Planet of the Apes?
Yeah, the reboot. Yeah. All the reboots.
Franco.
They did such a great job making those fucking apes sort of move that way. Because when you see one like full size in real life, it seemed like that. It was fun. They did such a fucking great job of that movie.
Gorillas are way less dangerous than chimps. Like if you were in the jungle, a gorilla will leave you alone because it's not afraid of you at all. It'll just ignore you. A chimp will come for you. They're fucking terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, all little fucking monkeys are kind of terrifying. Like, you don't know. They're so cute. And then you fucking, here you are. They're fucking eating your finger. This little tiny, cute, fucking adorable monkey. Like a capuchin. Those things are fucking cool. Mm-hmm. Those are fucking cool. I met a guy in England who had two pet capuchins. And like, he just had his entire backyard was like encased in cages and like play systems, and they just fucking ran around. And I went, "Oh, how cute!" I went to go put my finger, and he was like, "Hey, mate, don't do that. He's gonna eat your fucking finger." I was like, "Okay, that's that."
Mm-hmm. I really don't give a fuck about animals. They just
no pets.
Send me to the spa, and send me to an island where it's everything's covered, and I really give nature. I like watching an eye, and that's as far as I go, bro. Like I really don't have it in me.
No, yeah, I'm glad we defeated them.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm traveling to go see fucking animals and all that shit. Count me out. Because I just go, "Nah, man."
Who was it? Some celebrity said he wants to make Komodo dragons extinct.
Because they're the scariest animal.
Let them just be where they at. Hey, I don't want nobody. I don't want nothing to die.
He had a fact about him that freaked me out. That was, if they bite you, it's not what that they bit you.
It's the poison, right? It's the
their bacteria, mouth is full of rotting meat for so long.
Yeah. Oh wow!
That the shit that's in their saliva eats you alive.
Wow. Oh,
yeah, it's not naturally poison. It's just so much bacteria.
Yeah, so much bacteria
because they just have it in their like mouth for so long.
Yeah. Wow, because when they bite something,
and that, I think they're fast, right?
They kind of just they let run, it die, yeah, right? They bite it and just kind of watch it die off
get
it.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Komodo dragons, another scale. Like all those dinosaur type creatures, there's a little bit too like. There's a reason they should be. If an animal goes extinct, why are we trying to save animals? Isn't that the thing?
Well, I mean, it depends why they're going extinct. If it's our fault or not. You know, bringing back a dinosaur seems fucking crazy.
But it's like, all our fault. What is our fault, right? So technically, we
physically kill them ourselves. Yeah, or we take away
the resources we built. But that's part of the process.
Jeff Goldblum,
we are animals, and our process is to fuck your life.
Jeff Goldblum said, "Nature selected them for destruction." And now you sat on the shoulders of giants, and you did some research, and then you patented it, and then now you want to sell it, and now you want to sell it. Like, that whole thing is like, yeah, you fucked up. That's what Jeff's talking about.
Let them die.
Let them go. Nature selected them, and now you're trying to bring it back, and it's going to kill
everybody. There's three white rhinos. Yeah. Something.
Are they trying to bring back woolly mammoths right now? Are they?
Yeah, that's something that died out. You know, not because of us, but you know, but come on, don't you kind of want to see a woolly mammoth? Is it that big a deal?
Just put a wig on an elephant, nigga. I don't have to see a fucking dreaded out elephant walking down. Leave them animals alone. Them motherfuckers are dangerous. And shout out, I can't wait till August. The Meg 2 comes out. The Trench.
I watched the trailer.
I can't wait for that goddamn shit to come out.
The Meg was so good.
Yeah. Yeah, the Meg 2's coming out.
I bet that they did make a mastodon. It would just be like 4 feet tall and look really sick. And
right.
It looks like Snuffleupagus.
Yeah, you'd have to pay a bunch of money to see it. It would just look like dying and sad.
Exactly.
And you feel bad.
Is there an initiative? I bet you, by the way, there probably is somebody who's made some fucking dinosaurs in a lab somewhere that fucking we just don't know.
Absolutely. It's a world.
Here's the thing. If they're talking about it now, right?
You could make a movie.
I feel like they probably have done, because we only know about, like, think of the shit we know about, like, AI now, right? Right, like, what do you think the version of like ChatGPT that the government has? Like, they have some fucking crazy shit.
Oh, other level, the other ChatGPT.
So we just really hope that they're more advanced than us, and they have no clue what's going on either.
Oh, we all just fucked. That's better.
That's the thing. Like, when they invented cloning in like the 90s, they immediately made it illegal. But now AI, they're just like, yeah, do what you want. Figure it out. See what happens. Roll the dice.
Yeah, I mean. But also, don't you think there's like some fucking weird like scientist with like a lab who's been cloning like crazy animals and fucked up breeds? There must be.
I hope so.
If I had an unlimited amount of money, like if I was Joe Rogan, I would hire scientists to create animal breeds that I could hunt on my land.
Oh, okay.
I really would.
You'd try to find the most dangerous things.
I would have a farm of T-Rexes with full size arms, with like Arnold Schwarzenegger arms.
And Joe Rogan would be hunting those with brass knuckles.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
That's it.
I fucking love it.
If they could bring one animal back, I would want to see a Gigantopithecus. Have you ever seen
those? Oh, God. What is it? Yeah, 100%.
It's what they think the largest Bigfoot human is made based off of. It's like something like a 10-foot, and it walked a bipedal ape.
Wow.
And no, it's huge.
I thought it walked on all fours.
Oh, did it?
I think it walked on all fours. That's the one thing about it that's like not, yeah, like sort of like.
Yeah,
like,
they
like
think that's monkey, what they talk about Bigfoot and legends. They think people saw those before they went extinct.
Or they found the skeletons of them.
Yes. When did they go extinct?
Oh, hundreds of thousands of years ago.
Yeah.
What about the short-faced bear? I saw some shit about that. That bear that's like short-faced, but he's like, it stands up, it's like 19 feet tall, and in one swipe, cuts you in half. Type shit.
Well, a lot of bears, they don't run on 2 feet, but they can get up on them. And they wanna,
but this one looked like a fucking dude. Like, it was like a short faced bear. That, what the fuck? You see that in the woods, it's done.
Yeah.
And that's like, you could see someone who's never even seen a bear in the wild. They're like, oh, that wasn't a bear. That was a man. And
yeah,
is with big feet.
Very literally. Yeah. Yeah, big feet. He was a big foot.
Yeah, man.
All right, let's take a quick moment and thank YoKratom.com for being a longtime supporter of today's show. YoKratom, home of the $60 kilo. If you're over 21 and you're in the market for Kratom, you got to get it from YoKratom.com.
Absolutely, guys. Stop going to bodegas, smoke shops, and gas stations and getting a little bit of Kratom at a time when you go to YoKratom.com, where they have all the best strains, the best customer service, and the best deal going. Get a whole kilo delivered right to your door for just $60.
$60 for a kilo right now at YoKratom.com. All right, where were we?
All right, let's do some plugs real quick. We got a lot more to talk about on this show. Love having both these guys on. Derek Gaines, what you plugging on?
The Great Boy on Instagram. June 10th, I'll be at the Secret Show in Texas. When was this come out? No, what's another fly ass joint we got coming up?
Do I got any?
Oh, and August, Toronto. I'll be in Toronto. I'm doing August 25th. Come out Toronto. I'm doing two shows at the Comedy Bar. And make sure you watch Bupkis on Peacock right now.
Very cool. Very cool. Dave Cyrus.
I have dates, but I don't have any idea what any of them actually are off the top of my head. So just watch Bupkis on Peacock. First episode's free. After that, I don't know, get a VPN, whatever you got to do.
Yeah, love it. Zach Amico.
Just check me out on Instagram at Zach is not funny, and I'll be on the road with Lewis.
Yeah, we have a lot of live stuff coming up. Next weekend, we'll be in Houston, Texas, Secret Group, two nights, May 19th and 20th. We're taping a bunch of stuff. We're taping the shows. We're taping behind-the-scenes stuff. So be a part of that. Come out if you're in the Houston area, me and Zach Amico, and then we're driving over to Lafayette, Louisiana on the 21st. Then Comics Roadhouse, Mohegan Sun, May 25th through 27th. All these tickets and more up at lewisofskanks.com. Chicago, Grand Rapids, Emmaus, Pennsylvania, Detroit, all those coming up this summer. Taking a little bit of a break this summer as well, which should be pretty nice. Just hang out by the fucking pool and relax, because I've been touring so much lately. August 10th, 11th, and 12th, Legion of Skanks are going out together. A little run of theater shows in the New England area, Hampton Beach, New Hampshire, Boston, Massachusetts, the Wilbur, and then Foxwoods. The big theater at the Foxwoods Casino. So come out to all those shows. It's going to be live podcast, live stand-up.
Why do the drawings of Dave and Jay look like Dave and Jay, and the drawing of you looks that insane?
Go back.
Like, I can recognize that's...
It's very, yeah, this is it very
back.
Old.
That's Dave, that's bring Big Jay, and you just look like a quick police
sketch.
Is
that a hat you got on?
I have a hat and a hood. I understand. Okay. Like, yeah, I the picture looks a little weird. I get what you're saying. But that was a great...
It looks like he got to look at them for the other two, and for you, they were just like, Puerto Rican mustache, figure it out.
That was Howard Porter, who currently is the artist who draws Batman for DC.
Ooh,
so
nice.
Thank you for criticizing one of the best comic book artists of our time.
I mean, I'm sure he's good.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
He did what with what?
He draws Batman. I believe currently. Still.
Oh, and he drew your face bad? He probably did it on purpose.
Yeah.
No, that means he definitely could have done it well. He chose
not to. He did that shit on purpose. He probably was an ass to him. He probably did some rattlesnake shit. He was like, man, fuck that dude.
Let's see. Furious girlfriend slammed as petty and immature after demanding her boyfriend pay her for her leftovers. What is this, Shannon? What is this silly story?
So it's a couple. She's 24, so I'm assuming he's a similar age. Hold on. Sorry. Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry, there's a homeless person lurking in the backyard that everyone is trying to handle.
Wait, what?
I think that's him right there.
No.
Did he come inside?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Wait, what is going on right now?
It's a homeless person that's been hanging out in the backyard. He just walked in before and then took cookies and then went back outside.
Who is this
he
person?
He won't go away.
I think that's the guy. He asked me for a dollar earlier.
This guy?
Yeah.
The black guy.
Yeah, yeah, pause the fucking show. What is going on here? He won't leave?
Why
is
he drinking coffee? He's been hanging out front. I didn't know he came down. Inside,
I don't know, your bouncer seems to be on top of it. Yeah, I was gonna say, oh, that's Mickey Gall. I was like, I thought I recognized him.
It's because the front door was open today.
Yeah, and he just moseyed on back. Can I ask you a question? Because yeah, I gave him a dollar.
That was fucking crazy.
Yeah,
we back on?
Are we back? We're back. So yeah, I go out there, and did you get? Was that any of that on camera, Shannon, or no?
No, none of it.
I mean, goddamn, guys, what are you doing?
The
fucking
cameras are in there, and you guys were...
Well, we have fucking cell phones. Everyone's got a camera in their pocket.
When you raised your voice, I was like, I'm not going out there, because I don't know what this is going to turn into.
No, it's fine. I mean, it was... They all got my back. We had killers out there. Mickey is out there. Gerard's out there. Justin Silver got my back out there. Are you out of your mind? That guy was going... If that guy gave any problems, it was going to be an issue. But he was hammered. He was drunk. I don't know if he was homeless.
He didn't look homeless.
He didn't look homeless, but he asked you for a dollar, right?
Yeah, earlier, and I gave it to him.
But then he tried to give it back.
He tried to give it back.
He was offended because he felt like now we were attacking his character.
No, he came down here.
He took a cookie. He came in the fucking studio and took a... That was where I got actually angry. Yeah. I was like, don't take a cookie. If he was just in here being like, oh, what's going on? Like...
Hey, man,
happens, you know, you can wander in, you're drunk, you're curious, whatever. I'm just saying, like, I don't even really have a problem with that. Like,
did you describe a drunk homeless man as curious?
He's a curious
he's
cat.
Curious.
Am I the only one who thought there's a good chance you were going to bring him on the show? Like, I literally was like, I would not be surprised.
I didn't know what the deal was.
I got protective because it's like, if we're, they're asking him to leave out there. That's what happened. I go out there, they're being, oh, you got to go. And he's not. He's just like, keeps on trying to like get dap people up and like. And I'm like, no, you got to go. Stop fucking trying to talk. Like, stop trying to do anything. Mm-hmm. So he wasn't, like, threatening. It wasn't, I mean.
Nah, because he wasn't threatening us. He was just annoying. My man, annoying. Can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Just ask for the dollar so I can get on my goddamn day, dude.
Beat it. Yeah, right. Don't you hate that? Yeah.
Just ask for the dollar.
I was in Texas last week, and I was walking down the street, and some guy comes up to me, and he's like, and I didn't even realize. I don't even know why I didn't recognize it. But he's like, yo, what's going on, man? He was like, I just got out of prison today, man, 16 years. And I was like, oh, shit. I was like, good for you. Congratulations. I side with that guy way more. Like, I empathize with that guy. That could have easily been me. I made some poor decisions in my life, and luckily I started making better decisions in my life. But when that guy said that, I was like, I felt a genuine warmness for him being like, good for you, man. I thought he was just like having a moment where he was like, fuck, dude, I'm out of jail, and I just need to tell somebody.
He needs some money.
He needs some money. He probably wasn't out of jail that day either. Let's get real. He was homeless and needed some cash, and that was his story, and he was appealing to another brown person. He could tell that I went immediately. I was like, oh, he fucking wants money.
Well, what did he do with the $30 they gave him when he got out?
Is that what they give you? $30?
I feel like they gave you a couple of bucks.
Something, right?
Because you make money in jail washing clothes and doing
and
dishes,
you don't
right?
spend the money in jail though?
No, it's just accumulated. It's only like 4 cents.
Well, yeah,
you only make 4 cents an hour or some shit like that. But after your sentence, they give you that check.
But don't you? But
the commissary,
But you don't get to use it in jail for like snacks and shit like that while you're working, because you get a prison job while you're working in the kitchen. Or
you use it for ramen and hot Cheetos.
I thought it was a trade off.
Let me see the amount of gate money you
receive. But I've never been to jail.
$200
Such a racket
in California,
because you get paid nothing, but the stuff that you buy costs a ton.
Oh, it's called they call it gate money. I think you get this regardless. When you get out, they hand you a check and they say, hey. And that's part of the taxes that we pay. We're fucking giving them that check. So that's what I need to say next time somebody says that. I was like, sir, I already gave you what you need.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My taxes paid for half that sandwich you got when you got out.
Yes. Yeah. But I fucking, you know, that's another big fear of mine. Just being in jail, dude. That fucking, I'm so happy I'm not a criminal anymore.
Yeah.
I'm so we happy I just fucking, you guys are all doing better because of it.
I don't know. Do you watch like 60 Days In? You ever watch that and be like, I could do this?
Is that the one where they send a normal person to jail, like undercover?
Yeah.
Jay loves this show. Big Jay talks about it. I got to watch it because it actually sounds fucking awesome. And no, I don't think I could do it. I don't.
It's goddamn ass.
I mean, I guess maybe I could.
I'm sorry. Nice.
I guess maybe I could.
I love how Josh looks so much more homeless than the guy we just kicked out.
Can we kick Josh out? Can somebody remove Josh from the studio?
Hey, guys, what's going on outside? Start to do what, man? With my new friends, do it out.
Josh looks like he's been walking around with an empty cup just asking everyone to pour something into it.
Josh's stand-up comedy personality is a homeless black guy in the 60s.
Josh,
hey, man, you got a dollar?
I started, you finish it. Come on now.
He was one of the Crows and Dumbo. That's one of the Crows and Dumbo right there.
Josh looks like, I see an elephant fly.
That's Josh.
Josh looks like the really talkative guy in the lockup. When you first get arrested and he's just trying to talk to everybody, making it a podcast.
God.
Josh is a guy who will say to a stranger he's never seen before in his life, hey, what do you do? What do you say?
Yeah. Josh, one of the white dudes that say brother, like brother.
Brother man.
Brother.
Yo, what up? What
hey,
up,
brother.
Brother.
And a happy Friday, all y'all. I got sunshine.
I feel like Josh calls every black woman he meets sister.
Sister, brother.
Josh hey, is brother. The human embodiment of a California raison.
Yeah, so funny. That's so funny.
What happened with Meg Ryan? People are mad at Meg
Ryan. Meg Ryan in the cut?
Yeah, we're talking Meg Ryan today.
I don't.
She used to be so hot, dude. Meg Ryan, for a hot fucking minute there, had it going on.
That was Riley Reid before Riley Reid.
What did she do? What happened?
Let's see. People are harassing her. Why are people? There's a Leave Meg Ryan Alone thing. Look at her. Beautiful.
That's an old picture.
She's great. What do you got to say about her? What could you possibly say about Meg Ryan? She's a beautiful woman.
She was America's sweetheart.
There we go. Here's some more older ones.
Look at her. Cute. Little short. That adorable haircut.
Yeah. She's Top Gun. That's Top Gun, right? That's Top Gun, Meg Ryan.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You're right.
Okay. And then I'll show you. She recently posted this picture with Michael J. Fox is in another one. This is her right here.
Jeez.
Oh, so we're offended that she has aged?
Oh, shit.
Yes. Aged. It's been 20 years, guys. That's what happens. People get
old. Meg is old Meg. God. Damn, she's like the Joker.
Oh, yeah, she does. She looks like she had the Smilex stuff.
You thought the Meg was scary.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, jeez. Never rub another man through, Barb.
I feel bad about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's the other thing is that, like,
she's not aging gracefully.
She's had surgery. A lot of people were making fun of her like 15 years ago for getting surgery to look younger. But the thing is, you then age
with
on top of that surgery.
Yeah, you age differently when you do surgery.
She looks like Mickey Rourke.
Because Mickey Rourke had probably the same kind of surgery after all his boxing matches.
It's a shame. Women have to just. I feel bad. They just have to accept it because an old woman with all that surgery. It very rarely looks good. Sometimes they nail it. Sometimes you get like, what was it, Drew Barrymore's mom? She was hot until she was like 70, right? There's a few fucking bitches who are like just, God damn.
That's not even that bad.
I've seen him look way worse than that. His
face was just broken apart. And they had to put it back together is what happened with him. Great. And then for some reason, he was like, you know what? While I'm under, give me big DSL lips.
Whatever happened to lotion?
He's like, I want to look like Sebastian from The Little Mermaid.
Die!
But like, Mickey Rourke, he's had like 8 different faces. He used to look exactly like Die Hard.
Bruce Willis.
Yeah, Bruce Willis.
Yeah. I'm better looking today than I was a decade ago as an older man, right? The salt and pepper, like it fucking, like that, it makes a man look more distinguished. You get a scar on your face, like you're fucking like an MMA fighter with a big nasty fucking scar, big ugly ear. Like none of that, like that adds to the manliness and the attractiveness of a man. Women, it just,
you hear something funny?
What?
Alana Glazer petted my face the other night.
She petted it.
She said, oh, baby, because I look like I'm aging backwards. She actually went. I was like, I can't do that.
She just petted
my face. She's baby cheeks. She said, baby cheeks. I was like, what the fuck?
That's okay as long as she stayed on the face and not the hair.
Oh, yeah. If she touched my hair, it would have been a problem. But no, she stayed on it.
Well, that was like a thing they were saying like with Bieber, right? They did like a compilation of all the times he's been like just sexually harassed by adult women in the entertainment industry. Wasn't it like Jenny McCarthy like groped him? He was like 16 and she was like trying to kiss him and like grabbing all over him. And he was like, get off me, you fucking old bitch.
There's actually a great joke about that exact thing in the new season of The Other Two, which is a great show. I don't know if you've seen that. Have you seen that?
I haven't seen
it. Really one of the funniest shows I've ever seen. It's like, there's no joke real comedy shows anymore. And this one, there's a whole running gag about this guy, like a pop star. HBO. And about the guy who's like about to turn 18. And every time someone finds out he's turning 18, they grow fangs. It was a great joke. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I need a new, funny show to watch.
100% that one. Yeah.
I'd go Bupkis.
Way more than Bupkis.
No, stop. I want to watch Bupkis. I do. It's kind of hard, though, sometimes watching people that you know, it takes you out of it, right? It's a hard thing to really like... to like really enjoy the content. Even people that I know and love. I can't watch Billions because like... I know that's Dan Soder, and I'm not going to believe it's anybody but Dan Soder, no matter how well it's acted.
I see what you're saying.
In fact, I know how Dan Soder talks, so I end up thinking that Dan Soder is not as good of an actor as he is, because that's not Dan Soder. He's doing that. And it's so I end up just not... It's almost like...
I can see why you wouldn't want to watch it, since you are the only person Pete's met not in the show.
That is true. That is also true. I can't now, so it's just too much.
That's funny.
Well, at least he just didn't book me for it. Joe List and Louis put me in the movie and then cut me, so that was...
I was supposed to be in that scene.
Oh, yeah. You were supposed to be in that scene. That's right.
I got Will. I was on the road.
Yeah, I remember that. They said it was going to be Derek originally. What happened with this nightmare? All right, so man wakes up 5 a.m. during a hotel stay, and there is a man sucking on his toes.
Saw that.
The manager of the hotel.
Saw that.
Sucking on his toes in the middle of the night.
How about that? Tosa.
It was a Nashville Hilton.
I used to really enjoy when my dog would lick my toes.
I think I saw that episode of L.A. Law when I was a kid.
Wow.
Literally.
What?
Like a guy who was on trial for rape because he snuck into a girl that he was dating's house and started sucking her toes. And he was like, she told me this is her fantasy.
Yeah.
Wow. Wait, so a guy in a hotel, he woke up.
And the night manager of the hotel is sucking his toes.
Oh, the manager of the hotel was
dead. Yeah, the manager. Yeah.
Oh, I mean, that's his. I mean, it's his hotel.
I don't see. He manages it. Shit. You want to suck on a toe? You want to suck
on
a toe?
Give me more information about this, Shannon.
I bet it was like, I bet the fact that it was going to happen was in like the fine print that no one reads when you sign like the day book or whatever.
You do sign away a lot of things.
Yeah.
You don't know what the fuck
you don't read it.
Away. No, never. Shannon, what else are we missing from this story?
So the guy that was staying in the hotel, this is him if you just want to see his picture. He has sued for sexual assault.
Jesus Christ.
And then he said he woke up to this guy.
Oh no.
Yeah,
that's a mouth made for feet.
Isn't it funny how there's
toes.
No
he
man,
man toes,
isn't it funny how like there's no man that you'd be okay with this happening to you, but yet that's the worst one? That one's
it
way
looks
worse.
Like you went to Central Casting and said, give me toe sucker.
Yeah. He looks like a toe sucker.
I'm just saying, like, also, like, I know the society we live in. People love to fucking sue. Like, this isn't a suable offense. You beat the shit out of the guy. You
kick
beat him
at least.
You kick him in the
fucking head. Yeah. Also, let me say,
his face is near your foot already.
Yeah.
That's what it would look like if a turtle came to life.
Not four black kids.
Yeah,
from the inner city.
That is.
That's a turtle.
Because here's
face.
The thing: as a man, like you wake up, this guy's sucking on your toes. You are not actually like, you're not losing any sleep over this. You're not gonna like.
I'm never sleeping well in a hotel ever.
No, yes. Stop it.
Not Nashville.
Stop it. We're men. You just fucking you fight the guy. You beat him up. You fucking take the money out of the register at the front. That's what you do. You walk out. You say, now I'm fucking robbing you, you fucking gay bitch.
Fill this bag with tiny soaps.
But you don't sue.
They hit me late. That was good.
Men, unless you're raped as a child. If you're raped as a child, yes, that is going to be traumatic. But if you wake up and there's another man sexually assaulting you, once you've gotten past that, like, I'm a child. This is gonna fuck me up on like a baseline level phase. You're just a dude, and you just like that's an aggressive action. That's all it is.
Well, you're forgetting something. There's a decent chance that's part of this for him. He wants you to beat him up.
Maybe, yeah.
Like he might be coming as you're kicking him.
Yeah.
Like, and then you're just helping him, and then he's gonna keep doing it.
Damn, man, this is kink.
But then you know, so now the guy's suing for sexual assault.
I mean,
I think you should, because how many guys have not woken up?
Yeah. I mean, if you stayed at that hotel.
Yeah. I've been staying here for years.
You would be losing your mind, you know, and be like, well,
you would assume that guy. No,
I thought I got athletes.
First of all,
the pool.
Somebody's fucking sucking your toes. You're feeling it every time you're waking up. You're not. Yeah. How deep do you sleep?
I mean, it's a good question.
I don't sleep that
different
deep.
People.
I don't sleep.
I sleep good. But I can be woken up.
I toss, I turn, you touch my toes in the night, I'm going to be waking up.
You know what,
guaranteed.
Though? Honestly, it's a timing thing, because we have a sleep cycle. So if there are certain stages of sleep that nothing will wake you up, like in terms of like REM,
or
and
like
there's
REM.
Other stages you will. So like if they had the right timing, you might not wake up
so
at all.
So he had to plan this motherfucking sleep cycle in order to suck on his little.
Well, I think it's more like a
toesy wozies, huh?
It's more like he's rolling the dice.
This
he knows
little piggy went to tomorrow.
This is a guy who wasn't afraid of getting caught.
This little piggy went to.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, you would assume that this guy, if he does this, and he's risking his life. Like, because this is not homophobic at all, right? I'm saying in the night.
In the night.
If in the night I wake up and there's just a man in my bed, I might get up and fucking freak out in a very crazy way, right? Like if there's a weapon, I might hit him in the head with it. If there's a hammer or a screwdriver within fucking
or
reach,
a Bible placed by the Giddy.
Yes.
Bow. Hit him with something placed by the Giddy. Anyway,
if there's a lamp that is not nailed down to the to the table, I'm gonna pick it up and hit him in the fucking face with it.
I mean, you're going to start kicking no matter what.
Take the phone. Bow! There's something, yeah.
Yeah, this guy.
Look at him. Toe sucker.
He has a record. This is a mugshot.
Most toes.
Whoa! young toe sucker.
He's been doing this for 30 years.
No, he killed.
They got the same toe smirk. That smirk.
Dude, he loves sucking toes.
That nigga loves sucking toes.
And he likes being caught.
That is a face that says, and I'll do it again.
Shannon, this dude Shannon, sucks
toes, are you about to say this guy murdered somebody?
Yeah, he killed his roommate in 1990.
Yo!
Had gross toes.
Manslaughter. How did he kill him, though?
He shot him.
How did he, but how's that manslaughter then?
Maybe it was self-defense?
Yeah, it doesn't. There aren't a lot of
details. I woke up
getting
his toes sucked.
Yeah. Yeah. That kind of fits together, doesn't it, now?
Yeah. He's like, all of a sudden, in the middle of the night, this guy started shoving his toes into my mouth. I had to shoot him.
How many times this guy gets his ass kicked in prison for sucking on toes?
Yo, man, he sucks toes. That's a face that says I like religion
for.
In prison, I feel like it's the opposite. He could get something for sucking toes. He could get cigarettes or, you know, if he goes around being like, you know, I get a puff per, you know, toe.
Oh, that's a face that smokes toes. He don't want no cigarettes.
It said he was charged with second degree manslaughter for shooting his roommate dead during a fight.
Oh, wow.
And I wonder what the fight was about.
That's crazy.
Oh, that's interesting. But also this time it says he was also charged with burglary, but it doesn't say what he stole from the room. Burglary and assault.
Damn. He stole a quarter ounce of semen from the guy.
Yeah. I don't know, dude. Having your privacy like interrupted like that really can like jolt you. When we were down the shore doing shows, I had the motel room, and at like 3 in the morning, somebody tried my door handle and then realized I was in there and ran, and that scared the shit out of me. I was up all night.
Yeah.
There is no fucking getting back to bed after that.
Man, no motels for me. Hotels. Up and in the back.
Dude, I fucking got scared the other day. I was going to go take out the garbage, and it was just like, just the moment in life, like my girlfriend was just at the door. She was about to like type in the code, and I just opened the door and she's just like that at the door. And I nearly shit my fucking pants. When you're not expecting somebody on the other side of your door and there's a fucking human being there, it will destroy
you. Yeah, now imagine you're asleep and they're sucking your toes in a hotel room. Yeah.
Die!
See, honestly, if it was in a hotel, if I hear a door rattle, I actually would just assume they've had the wrong door.
Yeah, I regularly try to open the wrong door. I just like
It's a hotel, you know. Yeah. You forget which room you're in.
Yeah,
but like I've known people who are just like, someone has attempted to break into my home this many times, and I'm like, okay, they weren't all necessarily like
didn't
trying
DeRosa
to kill
just
you.
Get
DeRosa just got burgled.
Yeah, he did.
That's I don't even think it's like I don't even think it's a real thing.
I remember when they told me, I was like, that's a lot of sandwiches.
I was going to say, he shouldn't go around flaunting his wealth so much.
It was the sandwich burglar, like McDonald's is a hamburger burglar.
They stole the peanut butter sandwiches with the chips on it?
I
got you.
I don't even think that you can fucking, I don't even think that's a thing that happens anywhere. Like, people are bricking into people's apartments and houses.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's happening. And it's people are more afraid, too, because we've been seeing that lately, too. Like, how many... Like, people are just so terrified, they just start shooting when someone, like, knocks on their door. It's, like, a really weird thing how, like, scared people are now.
Yeah. I got a good security system now, but, like, before I moved into this new place, I mean, dude, I would literally leave my door open. I go away for the weekend. I leave the door open.
Wow.
I don't give a fuck.
I lock up.
Like, I have no, like, just in my mind, nobody would dare. They would never just fucking come in and take my TVs. That's crazy.
TVs are so cheap now.
Who would
anyway.
Do it? How would they? But what would even be their process? It has to be an inside job. They have to know you're out of town, right? They have to know way in.
Is this shit mounted on the wall?
Well, they know. No. They do know when you're out of town.
Who?
You.
Yeah, it's not like you have a website that documents.
Yeah, you're posting when you're out of town.
Well, no, I know. But I just feel like who's going to go through that process? Are they going to know when my sister's there or when my fucking... Or are they going to know if I have security or what... The process
well, yeah,
is.
It's a much bigger problem for women, honestly, because we know women who have had air tags put on them because like sex traffickers are trying to like stalk them. I mean, it's fucking crazy.
Crazy.
Didn't that happen to a comic we know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know
they waited to see when he was at the cellar.
A comic we know that happened to recently. It was
she's a regular. She's a regular on the
show.
Do
you want me to say her name?
I don't care.
Sabrina.
Sabrina Piper. Yeah.
And she was public about it. I mean, that's a terrifying thing.
Yeah. No, she talked about it, I believe, on the show. It's fucked up. Somebody air tagged her.
Yeah. To have to keep that on your mind.
No,
like
it's actually.
Jesus Christ.
To learn that you can do that to hot chicks, that's a fucking, that's a genius move. At the very least, pretty fucking real ass. You know what? The guy who air tags chicks in foreign countries. Real ass dude of the week. Let's go.
I don't think his motivations were as pure as yours.
Oh, I was trying to keep track of her.
Sabrina Piper's hot?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think she's hot. She's hot enough.
Do you know?
I think. I don't know what happened.
I'm going to say, but you know Sabrina Piper.
I think I know, yeah.
Yeah, hot little Jewish fucking. No, she's got big old fat
titties. Yeah. Okay.
She's gorgeous, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not like.
Yeah.
I mean, once, you know why I kind of giggled? Because the last time I saw her, she fell, like, in the street.
And you helped her up while putting an air tag in her.
I saw her. I was like, hey, and then she bust her ass, and then she saw me bust her ass and just scurried off. And I was like, oh, okay.
Oh, she respects you.
Yeah, she just kind of scurried off. And I see her in front of the cellar. I'll be like, oh, you ain't in here yet. Good for you walking by. I'll be like, you good? I've been seeing you. I've been seeing you hang.
She's out there hustling.
So I'm like, yeah, she's doing something with comedy.
Hell yeah.
So yeah, nice job.
Hell yeah. All right, let's wrap this one. This has been fun.
Yeah.
You guys are the fucking best. We'll be back on Monday with another great episode of your favorite podcast, The Realize Podcast. Until then, have yourselves an incredible weekend. Good night.
Thanks.
That's all, folks.